back at the men riding out of the flames, the ordinary horses prancing and shying. If it doesn't scare hell out of them, you should be more careful how much you give away, Croker. I feel daring and incautious this morning, which was maybe the wrong thing to say after my failure of daring and lack of incaution the night before, but she let it pass. They're talking about us up there. She indicated the pair of stocky watchtowers flanking the road 300 yards ahead. There was no way to avoid riding between them, through a narrow passage filled with the shadow of death. Up top, heliographs chatted tower to tower, and presumably with the city as well. "Hope they're saying something nice, like, 'Hooray, the boys are back in town.' We were close enough so I could make out the men up there. They did not look like guys getting ready for a fight. A couple sat on the merlins with their legs dangling outside. One that I took to be an officer stood in a crenel with one foot up on a merlin, leaning on his knee, watching casually. About the way I'd do it if I had me a really sneaky trap set, I grumped. Not everyone in the world has the serpentine sort of mind you do, Croker. Oh, yeah? I'm plain simple compared to some I could name. She gave me one of her sharp, old-time, lady-on-fire, withering looks. One Eye was not there to say it himself, so I said it for him. That snake's probably got more smarts than you do, Croker. The only trouble he goes hunting is breakfast. We were close to the one tower now, with Goblin and One Eye and Mergen already past. I raised my hat in a friendly salute. The officer reached down beside him, picked up something, tossed it down. It came tumbling toward me. I snatched it out of the air. What an athlete! Maybe I'll go for 2 out of 3. I looked at what I caught. It was a black stick about 1 1/4 inches in diameter and 15 inches long, carved from some heavy wood, decorated all over with ugly what-is-its. I'll be damned. No doubt. What is it? An officer's baton. I've never seen one before, but they're mentioned all through the annals, up through the fall of Sham, which was some sort of mysterious lost city up on the plateau we just crossed. I lifted the baton in a second salute to the man above. The company was there. It's where it ended up after it left Geazli. The captain didn't find his silver mountain. He did find Sham. The annals are pretty confused. The people of Sham are supposed to have been a lost race of whites. It seems that about 3 days after the company found Sham, so did the ancestors of the Geek and the Freak. They got themselves worked up into some kind of religious frenzy and jumped all over the city. The first horde to get there killed damned near everybody, including most of the company officers, before the company finished killing them. The guys who survived headed north because there was another mob closing in from the south, keeping them from heading back this way. These batons aren't mentioned after that. To which her only response was, "They knew you were coming, Croker." Yeah, it was a mystery. I do not like mysteries, but it was only one of a herd, and the bellies of most of them would never come floating up where I could give them the eyeball. There were 2 guys waiting down the road from the watchtowers, 1/3 of a mile from the city wall. The surrounding countryside was pretty barren for so close to a city. I guess the ground was poor.